Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 14th. Guys, don't forget it's Valentine's Day out there. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were March corn up a penny and a half, 686 and a half. March wheat down 3 1/4 cents at 788 and 3/4. And March beans down a nickel at 1537 and 3/4. Corn was a little bit firmer overnight. There's talk that Mexico is going to take GMO corn for animal feed and industrial use, but white corn, white GMO corn, is still banned. But that's relatively good news for American farmers out here. We didn't see any export announcements once again here today. We heard about the Chinese buying 4 to 6 cargoes of beans last week. They were apparently buyers Sunday night, yet we haven't seen any export announcements out here whatsoever. So, you know, demand is still a big question. The weather in South America, Argentina, looks to be getting cooler temps, nothing higher than the high 80s down to the low 80s in that range pretty much. They're going to get some more rains on Thursday. It looks like they're going to get some rains here today. So I think that's a little bit negative. You know, the crap certainly isn't made, but I think the rains that they have seen here can go a long way to stopping some of the problems out here. But certainly, you know, their crop is going to be down. The Brazilian crop, you know, there's some people out there saying 151. There's some people that say 154 and moving higher. I'm still in the group of 154 and moving higher, but we'll have to see. There's still certainly tensions between Ukraine and Russia. You know, the Russians are trying to push this big advance, but I don't see it really getting too far. And I think they're taking very, very heavy losses. So we'll see if that continues. China, on the other hand, denies that that one balloon was a spy satellite, though we know it is. The other three satellites are not quite sure what they are, or the balloons, what they are. We do know that they're not anything extraterrestrial, despite the nonsense on the internet. But, you know, those tensions are still going to be here with China. You've got crude oil down 212 a barrel here today. The dollar is coming back off the lows. It's 70 points off its lows. So I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. Dow Jones looks to open up about 60 points lower. So overall, you know, I think it's going to be kind of a tough day. I think we'll be under pressure most of the day here. I would expect corn, wheat, and beans all to close lower on the day out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.